Welcome back. I'm so excited to introduce you to my guest. Tricia Rodriguez is a patriot, mom, and wife, lover of free speech and medical choice. She can be found on Patriot Nightcap YouTube and Patriot Nightcap on Telegram, as well as Rumble. She created the platform with her brother Nino, and her mission is to choke, her words, choke the deep state by making an impact and redirecting people to go natural and toxic free and escape the big box conglomerates who have been mercilessly poisoning us for decades. Tricia, welcome.
Wow, that was a great introduction. Thank you. It's so nice to see you again.
We made it. We've been trying to do this a couple of times and just like ships passing in the night. I feel like I've known you for so long, even though number one, we've never met. And we really only started talking the past few weeks, but your brother, David, Nino, I call him David. What do you call him?
David or Davey.
But it's true.
But with his audience, I'll say Nino because they're like, David.
I'm like, well, yeah.
And you know, it's funny because I believe he was given that name through boxing, Nino, because Nino in Spanish is like pretty boy. He was always like the really good looking kid. And I don't know how that happened, but I think it was through boxing. So it's just funny to me because I'm like, yeah, okay, Nino, but he's David.
He's David to you. Okay, good. Well, I want to talk about you today because I know how that's like. Number one, that I'm the spouse of a celebrity. You're the sister of a celebrity, but you are a celebrity in your own right and you're doing your own thing. And number one, I love your hat. You said
Thank
you were going to send me one. So you got to send me one. That's so great.
It's a good time to be a mama bear right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. We have got to protect our kids. And I think I want to hear from you, though. Why are you doing this? Why are you here? Is it because you're a mama bear or because you started seeing things that weren't making sense?
I'm very much a mama bear. And I have a little girl. And what's happening right now in our country, I just think it's like terrifying. And I started to notice this with our freedom of speech being taken away. I mean, I'm a journalism, you know, major, you know, in college and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute. What is happening right now? There really is not freedom of speech. We're getting struck down on YouTube and FluffTube, you know, and just things that I started to see and notice. And I'm not on board with the whole, listen, go do what you want with your genitalia, whatever, but don't shove it down the parents' throats. And I think that if we don't really pay attention right now, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So I get very active. I'm just encouraging the moms. I'm like, you know what? Get involved. Go see what's happening at your school. Really start paying attention because there is an agenda out there. And I am thankful to my brother. He, you know, you talk about being red-pilled, and it's been a few years where I was in New York for the longest time, getting phone calls from my brother. But I started to look around and notice like, wait a minute, this is really getting crazy. I've got, you know, liberal moms yelling at me to stand in my circle. Just crazy stuff that I said, no, I'm not on board with this. This isn't right. This is nuts. So I started looking like deeper and deeper into it and realizing that it is a minority who's controlling things, and we have to get vocal. If we don't get vocal, it's like a tsunami. I think we're just going to get swept away. What do you think of that?
Oh, absolutely. Wholeheartedly agree with you. So you were in New York.
Yeah.
When did you get out? When did you escape?
When did I escape New York? It's like right around 2020 where I said, oh boy, this is getting really strange. I've got moms asking for paperwork, you know, and asking if I'm, you know, if I got the, you know, the whatever, the jab and all kinds of stuff. And I was at my daughter's gym and I was told to go stand in my circle. And I was, you know, I said, look, just stand 6 feet away from me. I don't need to stand in a circle. You get in your circle. I was immediately like arguing with people and I said, oh no. Or I'd go to the racetrack to run with my husband, and you know, people have their 10 masks on and all of this. I'm like, this is bizarre. Like the you know, the air has always been a friend of mine. I'm not saying there isn't something out there.
I love that. The air has been a friend of mine. I love
it's
that.
It's always been a friend of mine. I don't know about you, but I go outside and I breathe, you know? So I started, it was just crazy. Oh, and cancel culture. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I'm a history major. I'm into journalism. I'm into free speech. I'm into the normal things I've always been raised with. And all of a sudden you're ripping down Theodore Roosevelt's statue in front of the Museum of Natural History. And so if we don't remember our history, you know, where does that leave us? We're not going to know our, it's a dumbing down. We're not going to know our history. You're going to repeat it if you don't know it. It's just like common sense. And again, we're seeing that right now with this Roe v. Wade, like the memes that are coming out on the left. I mean, Chimaine, what do you think of that? Like, I'm seeing like these memes of these women, you know, 9 months pregnant, and they're like, it's not a human. Like, again, we're seeing the lack of humanity, zero common sense. And I'm just a businesswoman at the end of the day. You can't tell me someone hiding in a basement won this election. I'll just never believe it. I'll never believe it.
No,
so
I'm
sorry.
I agree totally with you. And regarding the abortion issue, you know, back when I'm much older than you are, I'm sure.
No, you're not. You're not. Well,
I'm going to be 60 in 2 weeks.
Honey, I'm coming up. I'm right.
Seriously? You're right on my tail? Well,
awesome. I know. And I've always said that too. I'm like, we're like two peas in a pod. I feel like I just, we get each other.
I know.
We're 60s girls. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, when we were growing up, you know, I had friends who had abortions and now they regret it, but it wasn't a big deal, but it was more socially acceptable, I think. Mm. And I'll tell you a story that I shared on a podcast. I'm starting to do audio only podcasts, which I love because you don't have to do hair and makeup.
Great.
And I know it's great, but I shared this story. Ted and I were talking. I had years ago, after I gave birth to my son, Rocco, I wanted to have another baby, but I had this adult onset acne and I was taking the drug Accutane, which the number one thing it said, you cannot get pregnant. You will have, there will be deformities and all this stuff.
It dries you out. Yes. And it dries you out. Yes.
I got pregnant. And I told Ted, I remember going to the doctor and I came home and I told Ted, I'm having this baby. God placed this baby inside me. And I was going to have it. He's like, whatever you want to do, you know, I'm good with. And I was literally preparing to change my life to take care of this baby that would need extra help. And ultimately I had a tubal pregnancy and I lost the baby, which was horrifically painful and emotionally and physically as well.
Yes.
But so to answer your question, I think the times have changed so much and we were brainwashed by the media back in the 60s. Oh, you get pregnant, get an abortion. Where, you know, our vice president, has said, let's look at the root cause of immigration. Well, let's look at the root cause of getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody's talking about that. If you don't want to have an abortion, maybe take a precaution or two. Right.
Take a precaution. And I also just think, look, if anyone on the left, I'm like, you've been willing to do this for years and years here now, a couple of years, then you know what? Protect yourself. But look, but on this issue, I do want to say, like, I do have a daughter. I think like for anything that's like incest, rape, or look, would I push something like that on a child who's 13, 14? No, I would not. Do you know what I mean? That's where I stand on this. But, and I remember in high school, Chimaine, I had a girl come to me. I swear she had to be 7 to 8 months along the way. And she was asking me for money. And I said, no way. Sorry, that is a human. Like, no way.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, she came back and she's got to have nightmares over this. I don't see how she can't. And, you know, she wasn't pregnant anymore. And she had gone to California and had it done. And I don't know. I mean, poor girl, but, you know, listen, when they did the, the amniocentesis when I was around 5 months pregnant to see if there's anything wrong or whatever, the first words out of my mouth were, well, what if there is? Like, I have felt this child kicking.
Right.
I said, so at this point, it really doesn't matter. And she's like, but you're high risk. We have to get this done. I'm like, okay, go ahead. But I'm going to tell you what, it doesn't matter at this point. So anyway, they did the amniocentesis, and I guess now they do blood work. This was whatever, 9 years ago. Sorry, not 9 months, 9 years ago. They took it. And anyway, the needle went in, Shemaine. And I'm looking at that little video up there, and she grabbed the needle and she's pulling
it.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God. And the doctor says, oh, she thinks it's a toy. I said, well, get it out. Like, don't have a needle, you know, I don't want her to hurt herself.
Right.
So she took it out. And then, but there's intelligence in there. There's a human being in there. I'm like, you know, whatever. I don't care what the results are. Thank God that was all fine and good. But I just don't understand the thinking, you know, like some of the memes that we're seeing, like not yet a human and all of this. I'm like, you are out of your freaking minds. Yeah. And if you've been pregnant and experienced this and you're still saying that, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know what I think? Shemaine, don't you think this Roe v. Wade is they're trying to invigorate the left to you know, their base? Because what do they have to stand on right now? The economy is in the hole. Yes. Inflation, cargo ships stuck out in the ocean. Like, it's a disaster. So I feel like they're trying to invigorate their base, because what else do they have?
Yeah. Everything about this administration is a disaster. But I totally agree with you. And you know what? When I just started teaching again. I've been teaching group fitness classes for 40 years.
Yes.
And I took, during COVID, when they asked me to come back and teach Zumba, you know, at first it was, you have to wear your mask while you're teaching.
Oh my God.
Like, no, I'm not going to do that. So then I ended up I didn't teach for 2 years, and I just started teaching again. You know what? I taught again last night, and there's 40, 50 people in class that are all smiling. I didn't stop to say,
wow,
Democrats on the right, Republicans on the left, libertarians in the back.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
If you want to do whatever you want to do with your junk, your genitalia, as you say, fine. That's up to you. If you
don't
want to
push it on my kids.
Right. If you want to have an abortion,
on our kids.
That's up to you. I don't believe in it. But here's the other thing too. It's not abortion is not a constitutional right. And if you want to do it, that's between you and God, but you pay for it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I mean, but how do you feel about rape or incest?
Here's again the thing. There are so many people who want to adopt.
This is true.
I believe if you want to do it, it's kind of like, I don't want to hear what you do in your bedroom, not you personally. You know, I don't need
that.
But keep it between you and God. And then, you know, there should be, but here's the thing. How many abortions do you hear of in the case of rape or incest?
That's true. I was looking at some statistics. I know that is true.
I'm rare.
Like, how many of them are really reported? Like, I don't know, but I will say this. If I was in the shoes of a woman but who knows? Cause that hasn't happened to me. Thank God. Knock on wood. So I can't imagine, you know, being in that situation. So I try to see all sides here, but it's like, you know,
I get it. And I agree with you that, you know, in case of rape or incest, I was always thinking that down that line. But again, I think there are resources that people can go to now. I think a baby is such a gift.
I know it is. It's a gift of life, and it's a gift from God. And that's the bottom line. That is the truth. And you know, also I also don't understand, like, I'm sorry, but after the first month, it's like, you know, I'm sorry. This is a child. Like, you know, this is after the first trimester. I think in my mind, like, you couldn't decide within the first 8 weeks what you're doing.
I know, right?
I don't understand that.
And how about in New York when they passed the bill that you could make a decision after the baby was born, up or down? Yes. Ooh. So the doctor can go to you. Are we good? You want to keep
that's
this
bizarre.
Or
no?
And then they cheered. I don't understand.
We have
human life. All lives matter. All lives are valuable. And I think that's what, you know, you brought up is it's a great point is they got nothing.
They're trying
to incite violence and we're not taking the bait.
No, once again, you're right. They're trying. But by the way, just FYI, I went to my cosmetic lady, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And they brought out, I said, oh, do you have something for whatever? Okay. She brought out this cream. She goes, oh, this is great. It's got, and I swear she said placenta, like baby placenta. And I said, I'm sorry, what? No, I'm not buying that. No. So you also have to look at what are they doing with these baby parts, which I don't, you know, I don't really want to go. That's just a horrible conversation.
Yeah.
What are they selling them for? Yeah. What are they using? You look at that whole market and, you know, like sex trafficking, it's a real thing and it happens. And anyway, I obviously didn't buy the cream, but I'm like, wow. Yeah. I walked in for a facial and you think I'm going to walk out with baby placenta or no, or whatever she was trying to sell me. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you on that. But so I want to switch the conversation back to you and focusing on you. Right. Not that it hasn't been, but tell me a little bit about why you decided to be, you know, you don't have to be outspoken. I know you said you started seeing things that didn't make sense, but why did you want to start this Patriot platform, help your brother David out and speak out like you're doing a weekly show? Why? You don't have to do it.
This is true. Okay. So when David brought this whole Patriot movement to me and said, what do you think of this? I'm like, well, let me look into this. Okay. So we're redirecting, we're voting with our dollars. And look, all we're saying over here is don't support Jeff Bezos, like these billionaires and the, you know, the Walton Walmart family, whatever. They don't really care about you. Like the big box conglomerates, which we know about the lawsuits. We know about the baby powder, the asbestos, all the lawsuits. We keep supporting them. I'm like, don't support them anymore. Just redirect, come over here and give the American families, go USA, they're out of Idaho Falls. Okay, go USA, come over here and shop. And I tried the products, I loved them. I think I sent you some stuff. Some of the Simply Fit you loved, right?
Yes, yeah, a lot of them, yes.
A lot of them. Okay, so I loved it and I said, well, you know what? Yeah, this is great. Then I started realizing, so we started that venture. I've got 1776 Street Fighters, but here's what really got me, Shemaine, the people who were coming through and every person I would talk to, someone from Nino's audience, I would say, wow, this person is just a regular guy or woman in, you know, the United States. We have more patriots than you would ever, ever imagine. Like, that's the thing that really struck me. I said, wow, there's a lot of patriots out there who have a voice, who want to voice themselves and talk about their situations. And so I have the Patriot Nightcap. It was sort of born out of that. But to answer your question, it kind of fell in my lap, you know, a la Nino. But I was like, you know what, Nino, you're talking to Juanito, you're talking to all these amazing people, you being one of them, Shemaine. And, you know, I was like, oh my God, I have to meet her. And the Wildly Well community, I'm totally enjoying.
Good.
I just said, you know, we need a platform. So it kind of fell into my lap and I said, okay, I'm going to embrace this opportunity and just have like a weekly show. It was Wednesday, Sundays. Now it's Sunday at 8, but it's been so much fun because I've learned so much from different herbal doctors or people who have come through and they're like, you know, you don't need all this medicine. Like, you know, come over here. Let's go natural. Let's go toxin free. So when you just get the poisons out of your house and out of your life, I'm, you know, mentally, spiritually in your house, like you're living a happier, freer life.
Absolutely. Now, was there anything, because you know my story, I got sick and almost died from toxic mold exposure. So that's why I have been so interested in going toxin free. Was there anything in your life that happened that made you want to go that way?
Yes.
Or be an advocate?
I've had years and years of bronchial issues and I never knew like, what is it? What is causing this? Now you're, thank God you found out that it was the mold in your house. God, thank God, Shemaine, because you're like, you've really opened a lot of people's eyes. And I hadn't even heard of that. Mind you, I'm in real estate. I mean, I've heard of mold, but I didn't, I never thought to like have my house checked or something. I just didn't think of it. Meanwhile, I'm hacking my brains out. And when I went toxin free, like, I don't remember the last time I've had bronchitis. So I don't know if it's, is it because I switched everything out in my house? Probably has something to do with it. I think we're conditioned to think, oh, we need to breathe in these toxic fumes in order to feel like we have a clean house or something, but you don't. You can go citric acid, you know, and be safe. You don't have to be breathing in caustic chemicals, but it was just suffering from ongoing. And my husband is just like, God, you're just like always, you just always have these ongoing coughs. Mm. I don't have them anymore now, God willing, knock on wood. But, so it wasn't a matter of, I know you got really, really sick. Yeah, that was, yeah. I've heard your story. I've had you on my show, but yeah. I hear stories frequently from people. And I think a lot of people just don't realize, and even making your dog sick. Like if you have pets and they're breathing this stuff in off the floor.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And going into the mall, I just saw something on Bed Bath & Beyond now. They're not going to have the air conditioning on to cut their costs. Running their businesses, they're no longer going to have air conditioning on in their stores this summer, which that's a whole nother thing.
Crazy.
But going in the mall, like walking by one of those stores, like I would literally hold my breath. Like I could never walk in there because it was so toxic. And you're right. People, we've been conditioned to like that fresh mountain scent. It's not fresh and there's nothing natural about
it. There's nothing fresh about it. I know. And you've certainly like made your steps away from any fragrances though, right? Like you're.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive. After I got sick from mold exposure, they call it multiple chemical sensitivity. And I literally can walk into a room and tell if it's freshly painted and tell you if you've had VOC paint, low VOC paint, or no VOC paint. I can tell if you use fabric softener in your laundry, which you shouldn't. All those things. Like I think what's happened, Tricia, is that, you know, this can relate. This could be a metaphor for life too. When we get cleaned out, when we get beaten down into the ground, it's our health, and we come back fighting like the mama bear in each of us, we're like, no, you know, this is not going to happen again. So we make a switch that just flips and we go, I'm going in this direction from this point on. Like you did getting out of New York.
I certainly did. And I'm in Arizona now. I'm much happier here. But you know, it's really funny, Shemaine, because when you travel around one state to the next is really radically different. Like just going to El Paso, and it's a very liberal city. Like it's palpable. Like I felt the fear, you know, riddle me this. I thought doctors were supposed to help us, right? So my parents weren't feeling so great. And my dad had an appointment for his pacemaker. You know, he had to go in to get a checkup. Okay. They had already had it for 5 or 6 days. This was an appointment that I had made for him 7 months ago. We walk in and my sweet mom, you know, they'd asked her, well, are you having any symptoms of, you know, the boogeyman? And she's like, we have the boogeyman. Well, Shemaine, I was parking the car. I come inside. They escorted us into a room so fast. And I thought, wow, we're going to get first class treatment for once. And the nurse came in and she's like, get out, leave, get out. And I'm like, what? She pulls out her little, you know, CDC paperwork and starts reading it, whatever. I'm like, oh my God, despite the fact that we're, you know, we have whatever. But I was like, well, what about the oath that doctors are supposed to take? You know, anyway, it's all upside down now. So we had to leave. My poor little parents, I'm like, you know, this is, I'm like, let's go to Luby's cafeteria. I'll treat you to lunch. I felt like that. I felt like I was a girl at a bar, the undesirable or something. And the bouncers came and like threw us out, but it's bizarre. Like, aren't they supposed to take care of you when you're sick?
Unbelievable. You know, unfortunately there are a lot in the medical community who really care and who go the extra mile.
True.
But there are some that don't. And it's mind-boggling how they don't, you know, don't you care about people? Really?
I know. Care about them?
And you know, think about this. 2 years ago, we were applauding doctors and nurses who were, having having a parade for them to go to work and serve and be on the front lines of this medical, you know, bioweapon. Yeah. But now it's so interesting how it's like you find out who your friends are. You find out who the real patriots are when things like this happen.
Right. But what I wanted to, but my point on that is this liberal city now, and there's so much fear. And then I come back to Phoenix and it's just a different story. It's like normal, nothing. What?
Really? So yes. this was in El Paso that happened?
Yes. So yeah. So it just depends. I feel like it depends on where you are and what is thinking, you know,
we could have a whole nother conversation about this, but I do believe that there are, you know, I've in the past few years have literally done a deep dive into the Bible and spiritual warfare. I believe there are demonic entities covering certain areas that we literally have to pray to remove. And we, maybe that's what's happening with El Paso. I don't know, but I totally believe you that you feel it in your heart that there's something off.
Yes. Well, it's like the fear factor gets amped up, you know, pretty high. I don't know, but also, are you noticing more sick people in June? I'm like, when did people start getting sick in June? I thought people got
people have always gotten, you know, colds or whatever from, I think, you know, especially in El Paso, or I'm in Texas now too, in different part, but in Arizona, you go from 100 degrees to 65 in AC. Yeah. And I get chills. I don't like air conditioning that low. Yeah. So I think I remember people getting sick, hearing about rare. It was always rare that people would get sick in the summertime, but it's happened before.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about like a culture of thinking, like what's it like where you are in Texas? Is it, do you feel like you're in a free kind of, okay.
We have a great sheriff.
Yeah,
Sheriff Carnell McNamara. I think this is a big deal. Depending on where you're at, if you're democratically, your city is run by a Democrat mayor, or even your state, I think that has a lot to do with it. Like when we go back to Michigan, you know, that's my hometown, that's my home state, and we love it there. But man, there's a totally different feeling. Yes. You know, Michiganders would be, and they still are. There's a lot of salt of the earth people there, most of them, but it just feels like their happiness is being dampered. You know, it's like they're going. Yes. Oh. I talked to my best friend since eighth grade. I talked to her yesterday. We talk on the phone every day. So she's waiting in line for gas. There's 9 people in front of her. In Michigan.
Oh my goodness.
And so I think they're intentionally doing this to us, like you said in the beginning, and it's so unfortunate.
We have to just stay positive. You know, I do have these conversations with my brother, and I'm like, you know, I can't just get dragged down into the mud pits, because then like in the Bible, don't let them steal your joy.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, then how do you function or stay positive? I mean, we are here to celebrate life, and there is heaven in the midst. So I can't. And also when you have a kid, you just can't walk around like freaking out. But my brother's like, yes, but you can be prepared.
Yes, like, I know. True. It's like, who was I telling this to?
True.
Somebody. It's like what President Reagan said about the Russians. Trust, but verify. Yeah. Go live your life.
Right.
Do the things that make your heart sing. Like for me, it's like teaching Zumba for an hour. There's no Nancy Pelosi. There's no COVID. Yeah. There's no, you know, and the smiles that I get back, like it fills my soul and my spirit, and the people like each other. Like we should not believe what the media is telling us. So turn off the TV.
We're social butterflies.
Yes.
We need that. We need that interaction. Like I'm, you know, loving having this conversation with you because it's lifting me up. Like we also need to see each other. We need to see each other and hug each other. And like you said, interact and smile. And you're right. I love that you just said there was no politics. It's just like everybody dance, be free.
Just have fun.
Just have fun.
Yeah. I
and
think
feel
we're
that emotion.
Yeah. Well, you do need to come and visit, and I can give you a big hug, and we can have this conversation face to face. I would love to do that.
And I didn't know that you were like living in Sedona at some point. You told me that the other day, right?
I have a master's from the University of Sedona. I wasn't living there. It was an online thing. And honestly, but I've been there a few times and I love it. I spoke at the University of Sedona, and I think that what has happened for me, the reason I got that is when I was getting debilitating migraines, I had doctors, I went to just headache specialists from all over the world who said, I don't know, maybe you're too stressed. Well, who isn't?
Yeah, who isn't stressed?
Right now, really? And so I figured I was going to, if I'm going to research, there is a mind-body connection. If somebody says something to you to hurt your feelings, doesn't it make you feel physically ill sometimes?
Yes, it does.
I wanted to like, okay, if I'm going to research this, I might as well get a degree out of the deal. So that's where that came from. I never thought I would do anything from it.
What's your advice on that? When someone tries to smash you into the ground.
Sister, I have learned a lot in my nearly 60 years on this planet. I am. Do you know the Enneagram?
Enneagram. No.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have to talk. We'll do another one. So it's Enneagram, Enneagram. And it's a personality typing system.
We talked about this. Yes. Yeah. Personality test, right?
Yes. Okay. So okay. I'm a people pleaser. I'm a number two. I work best when I help you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love that. That's
you have a servant's heart, and that's a beautiful thing.
But I think that where were we going with this? What did you
I don't know. I don't know. But we're females.
Yes.
So we get a pass.
Squirrel.
Get a pass. But I think what you're about to say though is that you can, to the detriment of yourself, really, because I know that I do this. I can jump in there and I'm helping everybody and I'm slaving away. And then someone out of left field will knock me into the ground. And I'm like, where did that just come from? And I'm brokenhearted because I'm really just trying to help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's where I was going with this. I have learned a lot about having boundaries. There are certain people that will push your buttons. Yeah. And I do believe that God put them on this earth for us to learn from. And I was a red carpet. I let everybody take advantage of me and walk all over me and say mean and nasty things to me. And I've changed and I don't let that happen anymore. So there are certain situations that still happen, but I look at it at life as an opportunity to learn how to be better.
Yes.
I want to be better. I want to be a better mom, a better wife, a better friend, a better daughter, a better sister, all those things.
You want to reach your maximum potential and what you have to offer and grow here. That's what we're here to do,
So we'll do another podcast.
To protect yourself. You have to protect yourself at the same time. You're also in a situation where you have, you're the wife of a rock star. And then I feel like there's times I'm not sure if someone's what their intention is or why they want to talk to me, really. You know what I mean?
In
other scenarios where I'm like, what is it you're trying to pitch? And it's not for me. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
You have to draw boundaries and then just protect yourself, right?
And you have to learn one word, and I bet you know what it is.
Self-love. That's
easier than that. No.
Oh gosh, right.
You have to, it's so hard to say. Like Ted was asking me, he was going to do this fundraiser and he's got, he's only got certain amount of hours in the day and time off and all that stuff. And he's like, well, if I did this and that and this, I could do this fundraiser. And I'm like, just say no. Thank you very much for thinking of, but like we do fundraisers all the time, which I love, but yeah. So that's a big one.
You have to take a step back and self-preservation. Yeah.
Self-preservation. Yeah. I do agree with that. Self-love. Like that's hard for people pleasers,
That's a tough one. Cause you're always giving it away. And then all of a sudden you're like, why am I on empty?
Let me ask you, is it hard for you to take a compliment?
No, I appreciate compliments. I think I'm a little critical of myself. So I'll take that and I'll say, maybe, but I could do better. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. Do you think I'm just humble? I hope I am.
I think it's a good quality. But I know, like, I would have a hard time taking a compliment years ago. I mean, I still do now. I just wondered if you did. But I appreciate women who are bold and brave and strong, and I strive to be more like that every day. So go ahead.
We are like that. Look at us. We are like that.
Mama bear, the lady saying with the mama bear hat is saying that. I do.
The mama bear hat, and I'm going to send you one. And, you know, we just got to stay the course. I really believe that. And we can. And I love, you know, the whole the Zumba thing. You're doing what you love to do. This is what we all need. And thank you for reminding me of that, Shemaine.
Yes.
Because if you don't do that, then you can't, then you're running on empty. So, like, I need to do more of what you're doing. Like, go back to, take a dance class. Like, I need to do that. It's just, so some days, don't you just feel like you're running yourself into the ground and you're so busy that you don't have time for that? Or you
every day, right?
Every day.
But where, let me ask you, what would you do if you could do anything and it wouldn't matter, money wouldn't matter, but what is the one thing that you love to do that it doesn't matter how much you get paid for? You just want to do it.
I used to do it. It was just performing. I was an actress or dancing on stage. I used to do that all the time. But it's the 8 hours of rehearsals that's impossible for me. But there's no reason why. You know, like, I'll do my Orange Theory and stuff every now and then. But I just need to get more consistency in there. So and I think it's important you cut that time out for yourself and you commit to it. But sometimes, Shemaine, as you know, when you have like life bombs going off, and I'm like the cleaner. So I jump in there and I'm just trying to clean everything up. But I think we have to remember to give the gift of self-love and do that. Otherwise, wow. Oh, wow. You know, but these last couple of weeks, it's been a lot of family stuff. I jump in there.
Yeah. I think there are seasons when you have young kids or people to take care of, you know, you do have to make that move and run on empty at times. But when you have those moments to relax, like Ted was asking me, why am I taking dance lessons at Arthur Murray Dance Studio and learning tango and all this stuff, ballroom dance? And I'm like, you know, for that time when I'm there, I don't think about anything else, but like, what was that step again? And how to do that choreography. And
that is fun that you guys do that. I love that.
Yeah. There's my participation trophy.
And did you do that with Ted or did you do that?
No,
on your
own? Okay, no.
Okay. I was like, oh man, I got to see this. But this is odd. Like, you did it. You got in there and you did your thing.
And we had an exhibition and we had a costume and stuff like that. And it was, you know what? It's good. It's fun to have fun and it's fun. It feels good. Like, these times are so challenging, Tricia. How do you nurture your soul?
Oh, that's a good question. This is going to sound really, I don't know. It's not pathetic. I actually take solace in my sanctuary of time when I go watch my daughter do her gymnastics. It's almost like a guy who goes and watches baseball or something. Like, I sit down on the bleachers, I turn my phone off, and I'll just sit there and watch her. And I get more joy out of like the quietness in the gym and her being in her zone. Cause you know what, for years, it was just always about me. I was either, you know, I was in rehearsal or I didn't have the right makeup for my show or whatever, you know? And so then having her has been the biggest gift of my life. But no, I probably could go take a tango dancing class and do something that, like, you know, that I love to do. Again, it doesn't have to be 8 hours a day, but that's been my solace lately. It's almost like, like going to a football field. My husband goes and runs. Well, I'll go to her gym and I'll just sit there and watch her do her beam routines and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, look at her. Like, you know, so that's kind of my.
It's so awesome. It's so great that you do that, because you'll never get how old is your daughter?
Nine. She's nine. Yeah.
My son's 32. I mean, you'll never get those times back, you know, that you just get to sit there and watch. It's a gift. It's
such a gift. Mm. Shemaine, I would go to when she was a baby, I'd go to the gym and I would talk to all these women and I assumed, and I'm not trying to make a judgment here, but in my head I was like, well, maybe because I'm an older mom, I see the value of spending time with my kid, because I would talk to these women and I would assume they were the parents. Well, no, they were the nannies. Yes. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. So these nannies are showing up and watching whatever, the tennis lessons, the swim lessons, you know, and I thought, well, listen, there's nothing wrong with having help.
Right. Right.
Everybody needs help. God knows that. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? Maybe this is the gift that God gave me, that I am an older mom, because I sowed my wild oats. I traveled the world. I, you know, went to Angkor Wat, like I've done it all. And now I'm going to sit here and watch my kid like grow and flourish like a beautiful little flower. And that's just been God's biggest gift. I'm like, thank you, God, for kissing me on the cheek and letting me have that.
Aww, that's so awesome.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly. I could talk to you forever, and I'm sure we'll talk again later today and maybe the next day and the next day. So we should do this on a regular basis, though.
Yeah, you know what? I would love that. At least once a month, we need to do something. Want you to come on to Patriot Nightcap, and you know, we'll get the update on our lives and what we're doing to nourish ourselves. And thank you for inspiring me, because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look into an Arthur. What is it? Arthur Miller?
Arthur Murray.
Arthur Murray, the playwright. I'm thinking... playwrights.
Yeah, they have them. I'm sure they have them where you're at. Like they're all over the place. But they do a great job, and it's just fun. You know, it's like
They don't make you wear a face diaper, right?
No, right. That's true.
Love you.
I'm sure people do. If they want to, go ahead. Actually, there were a couple at this big. There were like dozens of, I mean, maybe 50 or 100 people. It wasn't a competition, but an exhibition.
Yeah.
And there were a couple that did wear. That.
Yeah,
so, you know, whatever, it's fine. Go for it. I think
your comfort zone is. I do think they make it harder on us, though. I'll be honest, but okay, whatever.
I know. Well, tell everybody where they can find you again. Patriot Nightcap every Sunday night.
Patriot Nightcap on YouTube. I'm also on Telegram. Patriot Nightcap, Rumble. So for the dicier shows, Shebane, I put them. It's just so sad to me. I'll put them over on Rumble because I don't want to get a strike on FluffTube. But, you know, it is what it is. Hey, but everybody bring out your inner mama bear. I also have these. I'll send you a link, but I'm going to send you some, Shemaine. I feel like you need your mama bear cap.
So sweet. I would love it. I would love it. Thank you. Well, Tricia, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, Shemaine.
All right.
Annie, talk to you soon. Bye.
These are crazy times we're living in, and if you're looking for motivation to get and stay healthy, for fitness and nutrition tips, Bible study, and live coaching calls with me every week, you might be interested in my Wildly Well community. Register at ShemaineNugent.rocks and click on the Wildly Well dropdown. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Look for the blue check, and you might even catch my Dancing Friday videos too. I'm on YouTube, Rumble, and Truth Social. I'll see you there.